Okay, so first question. I noticed that it took a considerable amount of time to send email. Is it possible to configure to GNUs to use an external SMTP client to send emails? Right. Yes, it definitely is possible. In fact, in the past, I've used, I believe, MSMTP, which is a small SMTP implementation that's independent of Emacs. So you can do that. It's also possible to point it to have it use the send mail binary on your system if you have a local MTA mail transfer agent like Exim or PostFix installed and configured. I believe that should also dispatch and like return instantaneously, and then have PostFix or Exim deal with sending the message on their terms without blocking Emacs. Yeah, and I don't know, it depends. Normally, it's not always that slow. Sometimes it is. I think it also depends on the like load on your mail server. Sometimes it's instantaneous, sometimes not. So yeah, hope that helps. Let's see. Is the Dovecot workaround actually a solution? I haven't tried it, but if it works smoothly, I'll surely do so. It is. It really is. I've actually been using that setup for many years. I can't remember. Oh, I believe it's Eric Abrahamson, who like first shared instructions on how to set this up. Let's see if I can find it. There we go. Yeah, this is it. I'll share this in on IRC as well. Yeah, so Dovecot is very, very efficient. It's written in C. Yeah, when you point GNUs to an IMAP server like Dovecot, dealing with email is pretty instantaneous. This article or post by Eric is great. Although I will say that there was a recent major release of Dovecot. I can't remember if it's 2.4 or 2.5, and it's a breaking change. They change a lot of the configuration syntax, so there's a high likelihood that this drop-in configuration won't work. Even though that's what I used for as my starting point a couple years ago, I will be writing an article on my personal site to like go over how to configure like recent versions of Dovecot for such a setup for a local setup. Let's see. Do you have experience with Mu4e or not much? And why would you say GNUs is worth using compared to these? I do have experience with these, although it goes back many years, and I'm sure both of these have evolved since, and they're great pieces of software in their own rights. And actually, I did use them in that order. Like, I first tried Mu4e in Emacs when I started using email in Emacs. Then I tried not much for a while. And then I went to GNUs. They're great. They have like pros and cons. Mu4e, I believe, has excellent mailder handling directly, if I'm not mistaken. Unlike GNUs, so you can point it directly to your mailers locally, and it should work fine if I'm remembering correctly. Not much is also excellent. The thing with not much is that it uses Zapier for indexing and searching email. It's tag-based, so you can tag messages. And then, yeah, it's amazing for tagging and searching capabilities, very powerful search features. And my reason for trying GNUs and then, I don't know, eventually liking it was a couple years ago, I went through this kind of phase of trying and trying to like use and stick with packages that are built into GNU Emacs as much as possible. No particular reason that I would like, you know, recommend people do that per se, but yeah, that's just what I wanted to do. Because I noticed my configurations were like growing unwieldy. So I, like many others, declared Emacs init bankruptcy, init file bankruptcy, and configured things from scratch and tried to use whatever that Emacs had to offer built in itself, and then only reach for a couple of external packages here and there. So that's how what I went to. That's how I ended up on GNUs, and it's been very nice. I've tried a few other email clients since then, temporarily. Like I tried Arc, AERC, which is not built into Emacs, but I don't know. I keep coming back to GNUs. It's great to have it all, to be able to do all these things from within GNU Emacs. Let's see, some notes and feedback. Thank you for all the kind words, folks. Appreciate it. I'm glad that you found the presentation helpful or somewhat useful. Let's see, new question. Oh, and I will check IRC as well. Let's see, at my organization, we're forced to use OAuth with Outlook, and they've also blacklisted all email clients except Thunderbird, but they don't support it, only the webmail or the Outlook app. Do you know if this is something that can be circumvented in GNUs? Let's see. So if I'm pretty sure, at least with the recent Emacs versions, GNUs does support XOAuth as a backend. So I think you should be able to do that even with just a things, the machinery built into Emacs. Even so, I think there are external packages and programs. One of them, I think, comes from this Cyrus IMAP world of things that implement like XOAuth. So you should be able to do that. You should be able to use that to get authenticated to your organization's mail server. But I've never tried that myself. In terms of like blacklisting all email clients, I don't know how they would do it outside of, you know, this kind of authentication thingy. If, you know, they check the user agent header or something, that's pretty easy to customize and set. With GNUs, you can define a posting style to set a custom user agent. So yeah, that's as far as I know. Thunderbird is pretty nice too. Like I reach out for it sometimes when I'm in a rush, don't have the time to like set up GNUs with like some new like IMAP server or something. I reach for it sometimes, but yeah, I primarily use GNUs. I see. So the question says they tried it with not much and it never worked. Even KML on Android didn't work. Right. Yeah, I'm not sure if you can like provide maybe more details as to like what doesn't work, or if you get any particular error messages, or like how they're trying to like prevent you from using it, then maybe folks could have some ideas of maybe how to get around that. Yeah. Let's see, I'm going to go over and take a look at IRC. Yes, scoring is great. in its file bankruptcy. They have mail to use Outlook from GNUs. Right. Yeah, there are various like solutions and workarounds. Yeah. Let's see. How's the schedule looking? I think the next talk is gonna start pretty soon, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so I believe that's about all the time that we have on the stream for the Q&A, but of course I'll hang around here on Big Blue Button and IRC for a while if folks would like to ask more questions. And also feel free to email me, bandali@gnu.org or @kellar.org with any questions. Thanks again for the kind words, folks. Appreciate it. Yeah, I myself also wish that there were like some tutorials or something when I was getting started with games, but we didn't have that. So, and I've been meaning to like record a talk like this for years for Emacs Conf, but yeah, funnily enough, after like 10 years of at my 10th anniversary being involved with the conference, I finally put together a talk of my own to talk about configuring GNUs. Let's see. Oh, I see, I see. So the organization is doing some kind of check during setting up of OAuth. So I think how that works is sometimes like these email clients, I know, I think at least this is the case for Gmail or something, where like a project such as Thunderbird needs to apply for some kind of token to be able to authenticate and connect its users to a mail server. So all I will say is that Thunderbird is free software and the sources are available, and you might be able to find the token that they use. And yeah. Right. So yeah, I'm just reading this comment here. You're very welcome again. I hope it's you find it useful in some way. So they say that I like that they like the fact that I started with a clean setup and built from that. Reading and writing emails in Emacs is definitely not straightforward, and I find it frustrating that there are so many pieces to put together and a bunch of documentation to read. And they admit that they find GNUs overwhelming. I sympathize and empathize. I've been in that very same situation, and yeah, it's totally okay to feel like that. I mean, email itself is kind of complex, even on the server side. If you've ever looked or have been interested in self-hosting your email, you know that there are so many moving parts and pieces. So yeah, I hope that this short video can be a useful first step of getting you set up to at least be able to like read your emails and compose and send them within Emacs, so that you can see that it's possible and get that positive feedback loop going and get the encouragement, and then go from there. Yeah, GNUs is most definitely very extensible. It already has a lot of backends built into GNU Emacs, and there are other ones that people have written externally on various code hosting forges that you can download and set up. Yeah, thank you all. It's nice to see that the talk has kind of resonated. with so many folks. And yeah, it is encouragement for me to finally get around to starting perhaps either a tutorial series or like a video series like this, concretely showing and walking through how to like set up and configure these different aspects. There were so many other things that I wanted to show, but didn't have the time or couldn't squeeze it into the 15-20 minute format for the conference. Yeah. I'm going to hang out here for a few more minutes. Another comment, they would have liked to see a quick demo of GNU's while it is fully configured and tweaked, as a kind of a teaser. I can definitely do that, like sometime after the conference. Truth be told, I don't like customize the looks of it heavily. Like I use the default layout for the summary and article buffers. With GNU's, you can even reconfigure that to like arrange these in your preferred like location or layout. I don't really do any of that. For the most part, my setup is pretty simple. I can actually maybe show my init file here. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, so this is, I guess, part of my GNU's configuration. I configure a couple of mail servers, set up these expiry targets so that I can hit capital E on a message and then have it be archived. You can have it be immediate. I do that for work messages, or you can use the default 7-day, where if a message is older than 7 days, like once it reaches that age and it's been marked as expired, then it'll be moved into, like, for example, this yearly archive directory, like archive dot, for example, 2025. Yeah, you can do like mail splitting, automatically filing email. The fancy splitting is the more powerful variant. You can use like all kinds of regular expressions and move email around depending on what field or what header matches what regular expression. What else? GNU's has things as a facility, like GNU's parameters for configuring individual groups or directories. Like if you file all the mailing or the mails for a particular mailing list into a certain group, and for example, if they add the name of the mailing list to the subject header, they prefix the subject header with the name of the list, you can set that here and Guinness will automatically hide that for you. So let's see. There's Guinness agent, which I won't even get into because it's a rabbit hole. It's pretty cool. Definitely check it out. You can define what mime parts should be buttonized so that you can like easily toggle them when displaying the article. You can customize the list of the headers that are displayed and the order of them, like I showed in the sample init file that I provided. Guinness can integrate with Dired or Dired. You can set like custom signatures, like here I define something and then I use it later in the posting, Guinness posting styles variable. I set a signature to that. You can write custom like functions to move email around. So I have this like Guinness chunk article function that I bind to VS. So V is the prefix key map that I define, and then S. So you can do things like that. You can customize the format of the topic lines. So if I actually launch Guinness with my own configuration, this is how it might look like. So. You can define archive decoders to let you like automatically decode inside the Guinness article buffer how to extract certain archive formats. Like for example, I defined this one for gzip. You can set like discouraged alternatives to like, for example, hide HTML email by default, especially if there is a plain text version. I do that. Guinness has machinery around like encrypting emails. It has a bunch of customizations. That you can configure and have Guinness behave a certain way, for example, when replying to signed or encrypted emails. And anyway, that's about it. So yeah, thanks again for hanging out with me, folks. I appreciate all the kind words on comments, and yeah, I'm also looking forward to trying and putting together more videos or articles about Guinness. Definitely one about configuring Dovecot for local mail. Take it from there. Thanks again. Hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.